say goodbye. The craziest bunch of conversations I ever had in my life.
When are you leaving? Well, he says, right now. And Rachel says, what? To New York, what he says. And everything was all, you know, loozled up. And I said, what are you doing?
He's just taking now what you said.
Oh,
everybody's coming over.
Yeah, but they're all home because John has another puppy.
Yes.
And he said, and guess what? I'm not watching television much anymore. Well, what are you doing? And, well, I'm not playing. And he said, you know, about who he's playing with, you know. And very excited about the puppy scene that maybe he's going tonight.
Dog's staying home
tonight. That was so funny. I guess so.
Maybe I'll.
I said, so. You haven't been gone then. You've been right there. He said, no, I've been gone. I said, well, where were you? And he said, outside playing. All the time I'm gone. He said, I'm not inside watching television anymore. I'm gone. Yeah. Yeah. He sounds very good.
I bet you all summer you all came in for the bridge as part of the program.
And Falcon is trying to reach me.
Why?
You better call her.
I'm not calling. Long distance to you.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, well, you know, Mikey Calhoun, he's one of them, say my name.
Well, you're soon now. Hello.
That's right.
He sounds good, huh?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh! Well, now they should be there, just any more.
Yeah,
I think they've been down from here about an hour and a half.
That's fine.
I am here anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, you can look so good to me on my left. I'm
sorry you fixed dinner. I put a big dinner on here. I put on ham and all the junk and stuff and you have ham too, huh? Well, you can have it tomorrow, can't you? Well, probably, even while we're talking, they'll drive in because I think they've had... Now, there probably was a lot of traffic because it was a beautiful day today, you know. And a lot of people unquestionably have gotten out on the highway, you know. But I would say they'd be pulling in any minute. They had a wonderful trip.
Huh?
She was tired. She went to lie down a couple of times, you know. I think they got here about, well, I didn't check the time, but I think about 1:15 or 1:30, you know. And,
Yeah.
Well, they were hesitant about eating, but I had everything prepared, and they decided that they would stay long enough. Well, I need a little activity of that kind. How are you feeling, Zalfi?
Well, it was hilarious when that mess with
that. What did you do?
And then when he hung up.
Yes.
Oh. And
But I was still connected, and a few minutes he picked it up and he said, well, you're going to find out what's happening.
Oh.
In a minute, you're going to be talking to someone else.
Oh, that's quite a trick.
I hung up quickly because I don't want to get into whatever that was. He planned things while I was talking to him. He sent Rachel down.
Yes. Well, you're not going to have that much physical activity, you know, as a baby.
I said, well, I'm going to go.
Aside from the fact
it's
that
all arranged.
Baby, you feel
he's going to be picking up the phone on the other end.
He's got those three phones. And he had me sitting in the middle, and he found out how to connect from the bedroom that I saw him run by me downstairs, and then he called up from downstairs and said, now do you know where I am?
Every time I
watched him. He that one on.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm glad I called.
Because with her health away, then you just about have had to keep up.
Happy
yeah, problem. I understand.
What do you think?
Is
that
Brittany?
No, it's not.
I gather that from what she said today, you know.
That was it.
Because,
And you live it.
Yes, I can
and
understand.
And I stole it
for you? Well, I can.
Well, they want, isn't it?
But I do think that she's better, don't you, with the drug that she's on now? Yeah.
And Bert called Steve back and said, we're not
home. Well, that's his personality, Ralphie. I mean, you can't change that.
You know, what's none of his? Why keep on from him?
Yeah.
He's done nothing but help the school.
Yeah. Well, in other words, you still kind of desperate yourself, don't you?
What are they going to complain? You're not doing
it.
You're not just
I wasn't
close
supposed to sell
it.
Or distribute anything.
Yeah.
Only to produce it.
So what are they complaining about? Or?
I don't know, but what now? That's okay. I haven't learned what to do with
it. Really? Oh, in that big house, you need heat. I could, you know, now today it was warm.
You want a drink, Carol?
No, thanks.
Not a bit.
I guess I should
drink
something that's a lot of.
I doubt it.
What's that?
I don't know.
Looks funny, whiskey.
No, there's only a little bit of whiskey.
Well,
there's another bottle in there.
Half full.
Another one?
In here?
In the kitchen?
I don't think so. Since I took. No, there's another one. You can lick that whole other bottle. If I take these empty Jim Beam out of here. Yesterday it got so warm here. Well, it was nice when we're here. We opened up the entire house, you know. Opened the doors and tried to get some air in here. It was terribly hot. I have no idea what the temperature was, but it was extremely hot in the house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what this is, Meredith? It's Benedictine and brandy.
Yeah, yep. You got that all cleaned up. Yes, I understand that. Well, I'm glad that they'll be coming in tonight and things can settle down halfway back to normal. No. No, they should be home any minute now. Yeah, now you don't have to think about dinner tomorrow. You can have it tomorrow.
No, I'm going to say that. They're not even going to.
Yes. They should be there any second, though. Well, Elizabeth will tell you what my current difficulty is physically. No need to go into that. But at any rate, I've been very happy because Maribel is back from St. Paul and her daughter Deborah, whom I have had virtually no opportunity to see for going on 30 years, has come back with her. And yes, I've much enjoyed the time. Yes.
A house of fire.
No, I'm not. No, I have very good company. No, I'm not alone. Yes.
Yeah, you're speaking.
Let's
get it. Yeah. Let's bring it up today on that.
It's
yeah.
Funny you
have the same
thing
as
the
first.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time with
her. He opened her mouth
at
one
place. Mm-hmm. Just wonderful.
Hmm.
Yes. Yes. Mm. No, the you whole trip was really just wonderful because of the chance. It was the most time I had had with Joanne since she went away to college 5 years ago.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Well,
that is. Is that
crumb sauce?
Yeah,
it's bandy. Yeah, and now if they don't come within a reasonable amount of time. Don't worry, because I think that they'll be there in a second. Very. Yes, as they approach Omaha, it will be very heavy tonight, yes. Okay, Scorpion, I'm glad you called me.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
goodbye.
I'm a green thing. She's worried, huh?
Oh, my God.
They should have called her.
She got a big ham dinner.
Oh.
Ham.
Well, that's why they look so worried about staying, I suppose.
She said, well, they had just called me, you know. And then she started out, and, you know, really, that was a very, very illuminating conversation.
They were so nervous here.
Yeah. Thursday night, now Elizabeth left Thursday. Thursday night, she had a terrible chill. Mm-hmm. Called the doctor, and even called the doctor.
She's going to take every ounce of blood out.
My God. You know, really, I think maybe, I was looking at her very carefully. I think maybe she was gripped.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, I've just never heard her sound like that on the phone, and I've talked to her, you know, a good many times. She said, wow, where were they? Well, I said, they'll probably drive up while we're talking, you know.
Well, I suppose when they leave, she goes through hell thinking something will happen to them. And
she says, Elizabeth, how did you think Elizabeth was? Well, fine, you know. Of course, I don't think she was fine. Well, she said she's terribly difficult to live with, you know.
Oh, God. They don't break up.
Oh,
I think that's...
really?
What good does it do for three people to hang together?
She said, you know, I've never had a chance to go and get my foot shaved in the room. She says, I've never had a chance to go and get it taken care of because I have to be on my feet and keep this household running.
Yeah. Everybody's sacrificing everything.
Yeah. Well, I've never heard her really sound like she did tonight.
She's been sitting there Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, no, she got out yesterday. She got out of the house yesterday, but really, she sounded dead. I think she was done. She keeps the bottle in her room, and I hope she missed on it today.
Yeah, she wears her bed when she's done.
Well, she's more candid. The reason I think she's drunk is because she said things on the phone tonight that she would never say. She hadn't
been drinking. Did she miss books?
Yeah, I noticed that. I was waiting for waiting the proper moment to take it up. I didn't feel bright enough to take it up.
Well, he must think I'm been sitting at Rachel's, I guess, for about 2 months.
My, it's nice to see someone with buxom after those matchsticks that we look at.
Oh, I hate this. Now, what do they keep singing that? Promeville! They got me, you got me.
It's the worst curve.
Yeah.
Isn't it vulgar? God.
Oh, you're not Mahala Jackson, baby.
That was so funny when Rachel says to me on the phone. Well, she first said, where are you? And I said, Sammy Doe. Then she says, Where are you going from there? Yeah. This little voice says,
New York. When are you leaving?
Now.
He thinks he's you. And then he couldn't suppress the giggle at the answer.
So they're still waiting for the puppy, then?
Me, not really interested in talking to me at all. I'm really interested in arranging all these phones, you know. I said, well, I want to talk to Rachel. And he said, she'll be right on the line in a minute. He's just already got it arranged.
Right on the line. They have a phone, and they turn a little thing, and it connects into her room and then downstairs.
Then he disconnected me. In the middle of the conversation.
He turned his,
heard him saying, hello, hello, hello.
And the minute he was connected back again, I'm right here.
Now that Darius Milo, did you hear any of that at all the other night? They,
on the bus, wasn't it?
No, they were fugitive the other night.
Oh.
At any rate, don't disconnect me. Don't disconnect me. Hello, hello, hello. Don't disconnect me. It's one of his operas.
Oh.
You know, segments in the opera.
Well, let's see. Should I pack?
I need to see you leave. Can't you do it
now? Get a later plane that drops me up and down. I'll see you.
Yeah, I guess in the afternoon, but there's a lot to do at 4 o'clock.
Well, I don't want to get in at midnight, New York.
Sure. There's no way you can manage that, really. You leave at 4. It's not that long a flight.
Well, don't they take you into the city from the airport?
Yeah, there's one easy.
Well, yeah, there's probably a longer flight, but it's not a non-stop. Or so I just get the non-stop in the morning.
You mean stay with them?
No, tomorrow morning.
Oh. And you have to get up off the bus to leave here at 7 o'clock if you get there. We ought to set up right now.
We need now.
Oh, that's too nerve-wracking. I'd rather...
It is nerve. You're going to be running into your traffic. There's a lot of suburban traffic.
Stay the Tuesday 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Stay overnight with them.
Or you can stay in a hotel down here.
You can stay. You know, it would do them good to have you stay with them. Really, I felt so sorry for Elizabeth and Allison when I thought of what was going to greet them when they got there.
Maybe well, she said she's got to get a car or something and everything if I see
it. Well, she's done it for me. She can do it for me.
A car?
I don't know.
Don't they get
a car or something?
Yeah.
Don't they have a couch?
Not the kind you want to sleep on.
I'm using just a cat. I don't care what I'm doing.
About 125 years old with pieces like this to come down. There's
no allow anybody to keep on.
Well,
what you have to do, get
no one can. No one can. That's the point. It comes down like this, and then this whole space right in here. Even Russell, you know, he was pretty tolerant. He couldn't even sit on that thing, let alone lie down. They don't have an extra bedroom. And they can well afford to. I guess this. I've been on it. They put it in the dining room.
Oh, they have it, though. It doesn't something they have to get.
No, they get it. But she made it very clear, I thought. She was very cordial.
Where did they get it? You mean they rented it?
The rental service, yeah.
Oh.
No heaven.
Yeah.
Well, let me just get a plane. One of those stopping ones.
You can get the Wellington, you can get a nice one for $3.
Well, I know, but why don't I just get on the plane and stay in Jackie's nice one?
Well, they take you into town, you get a taxi to Jackie's.
Jackie.
She doesn't care if you get in the middle of the night.
No.
She would might not be there.
Well, somebody up here tomorrow. Well, so.
Can you hang over one more day and get everything done on Tuesday? Or do you have to go tomorrow?
Well, no, but then if I come back here, then I got to get back again. There's no point.
Yeah, I realize that, but I mean, can you coordinate the whole thing for Tuesday departure instead of tomorrow?
Oh. Well, I have a reservation for Tuesday morning, 9:25.
9:25.
You do? Did you just get it tonight?
Well, I just put it in, you know, as long as I'm making a call, but...
Well, I'm not going to drive in there at the
No, that's too silly to drive close.
And the bus is too late. I think there's an 8 o'clock bus that's doing that thing.
Well, if you started early enough, Maribel, you could make it all right.
Oh, there's no way to fly.
Yeah.
I think we're going to fly.
No, I wouldn't drive to fly.
Does it really take 3 days for the train?
Yeah, it might take 3 days.
But that's very expensive, $71.
It takes 2 days and...
The train is the most expensive way to travel in this
country. From Minnesota, it takes you... One night and 2 days, or 2 nights and 1 day.
To go to Minnesota?
From Minnesota to New York.
Oh.
Now by train, it used to take us 18 hours to get from here to Minneapolis. It took forever on the siding. No, your best bet is to fly. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper. Much faster.
Well, I suppose I could stop in Chicago. Well, you don't land there.
What did you decide? Not to stop there at all, or to stop on the way back?
Are you...
afraid, boy, it's our only salvation. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction. You missed all the good in your evaluation. What about the things that deserve commendation? Where there once was a cure, there's vaccination. Where there once was a desert, there's vegetation. Self-government's replacing colonization. What about the Peace Corps organization? And don't forget the work of the United Nations. So over and over again, you keep saying it.
Down in the... boondocks, down in the boondocks. People put me down, cause that's the side of town I was born in. I love her, and she loves me, but I don't fit her society. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks.